siren sounds. The Sydney Swans undefeated. After three rounds, the 2015 AFL season, the Greater Western Sydney Giants have not lost any admirers in New South Wales after this performance. In fact, they may well have won a fan or two, even though they didn't win the game. The Sydney Swans prevail 16, 15, 111 to 12, 18, 90.
Yeah, welcome back to Swanscast number 2. Luke, we made it.
We did. It only seems like 7 days ago we were doing Swanscast 1.
And we want to thank all the backers out there that got behind us and said, you know, there are a lot of knockers. A lot of people said Swanscast would never make it.
Maybe internally, mostly internally. I have to say, most of my colleagues didn't think we could do it.
You're copping a bit of stick internally,
I was.
Well done to you. Well done to all the Swans fans out there who got behind Swanscast. Received a couple of tweets during the
already.
Week. Already. We're already going viral.
They're getting around us.
We're already going viral.
These aren't two tweets from you, are they? Or
No. Look, let me go through the tweets. You can be the judge. First one, can't wait to hear from the new Nick Smith on Swanscast. That was come from @Digger74. Heaney is a dead set shoo-in for the Rising Star Award after the weekend's performance. That's come from @HarryThomas.
Fortune teller.
Absolutely. Heaney has been, spoiler alert, Isaac Heaney has been nominated, has received the round 3 nomination.
So the investigation wasn't really needed.
It might have gone on behind closed doors, but probably the best Sydney Swans dedicated podcast I've ever heard.
Oh.
That's from my mum. That was just a private message mum sent me. Just, you know, really, she always likes to encourage me.
At least your parents are getting around it. I haven't heard one ounce of anything from mine.
No feedback from the McManus clan.
All the way back from in Mildura, in Country Vic.
Well, you know, do they get podcasts out there?
I'm not too sure if Twitter is going out there yet.
Mate, let's get stuck into the round 3 game. It was the Sydney Swans 16-15, 111, defeating the crosstown rivals GWS 12-18-90 at the SCG on Saturday. 31,966 was the official crowd here at the SCG, which was a terrific result. First game of the season at the SCG. The weather thankfully held off for the game, so it was dry football. But it was a cracker of a game, actually. It was a fantastic effort from both sides, and in particular, the Swannies boys just another very even performance.
And got the job done. That's what they did. Fended off numerous challenges from GWS, who I feel are tightening that gap, who are, you know, bringing the two sides together a little bit.
Absolutely.
And, they really brought it up to the more experienced Swans. I think they kicked the first goal of each quarter to get them running. And I think, spearheaded by Reece Palmer, he pops up, doesn't he?
He
gets the job done more often than not. And I think it was about a string of 2 or 3 goals. Just kept us guessing. And, we had to pull something out each time.
Yeah, no, you mentioned Reece Palmer and Lachie Whitfield and Devin Smith all had very good games for the Giants. They are, all their youngsters are becoming much more consistent performers. But we're not here to talk about the Giants.
No, we're not.
Luke,
no.
we all well done to them for getting a little bit closer, but Swannies, winners again. A couple of individual performances we have to talk about. The winner of the Brett Kirk medal, Dan Hannanbury. 35 disposals.
Without the tape this time.
One goal, no head tape.
Yeah.
Just another, he really is building into the season. I said last week there had to be an investigation.
You did. You announced it.
I assumed that there was some sort of an investigation. The Swans cast, they can't keep us down, mate. We're making bold predictions.
They heard us.
And they're coming. Isaac Heaney, 4 goals.
He had the 10 possessions, but 3 assists. And he gave Buddy 2 assists, which is going to help him in his future career here.
And if there's one bloke you want to get in the pocket of, it's Buddy.
Absolutely.
You've got to look after, I mean, that. Let's be honest. The inside 50 is Buddy's zone. That is Buddy territory. So if you're Isaac Heaney, you're a youngster playing only your 3rd game of AFL footy, and you're roaming around inside Buddy's territory, you got to give him a few.
You got to. You have to.
You got to look after the big fella.
You have to. There was a couple of nice little handballs. What about the fend-off? The no argue, don't argue, little give?
On Devin Smith, who is one of the most ferocious tacklers in the game, he leads the Giants' tackle count more weeks than he doesn't. And Isaac Heaney just stuck out the big left juke and said, have a go on that, Devin. Devin hit the deck, handball inside to Buddy, another goal.
Yeah.
So Isaac Kenny was tremendous. As I said, four goals to his name. He has received the round three Rising Star nomination. I wanted to talk about the almost Lee Matthews moment he had, where he collided with the post.
Oh, how did that post not snap? Because he just cannoned into that post. Lucky there was padding, otherwise there might not be an Isaac Kenny today.
You mentioned that because I watched some of your fantastic work down in the sheds on Swans TV. For any listeners out there who want to see Luke at his journalistic best, check out Swans TV and some of your post match interviews in the room. You spoke with Ben McGlynn and he was talking about a little bit of I think it's a big sign for any young player that he has earned the respect of his teammates when they start giving him a bit of grief, they start getting stuck into him. When they're happy to get stuck into him. In
the golden child.
He was the golden child.
Not just because of his hair, but I think he's just been welcomed into this club. And, I mean, to play like that in your first three games, you're going to earn the respect of your teammates. And Ben McGlynn described that in that interview. He is the golden child. He's going to be wrapped in cotton wool until the following round, though.
Yeah.
I think he picked himself up, didn't he? He didn't show any ounce of grief, only for that momentary kind of couple of seconds afterwards with the head ground. But I would have been cowering in the corner. Yeah. I would have crawled off. I would have slid off. Actually.
I would have called the stretcher.
Yeah, someone would have had to carry me off, and that would have been me. I would have actually just grabbed that red vest off Johnny anyway. I didn't have to. No coaches would have had to nominate me for the red vest. I would have just grabbed it.
No, but he was subbed out of the game not long after that. But the thing I noticed was it was the smile on his face. He was sitting on the bench. He had the red vest on, an ice pack on either knee, and this huge smile spread across his face. Just a kid loving his footy and obviously loving his time at the Swans.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good signs. Good signs there.
And you know, we're going to talk about him every week. Buddy, five goals, five. I mean, if he'd kicked straight, we could have been talking a big 10. But he finished the game with a fistful. He was fantastic again. And another nomination, we mentioned the Rising Star nomination for Isaac Heaney. Another nomination has come out of the game on the weekend. Luke Parker, Goal of the Year nomination.
Goal of the Year. Wasn't that interesting? It was hard to describe, to be honest.
For those that didn't see it live or haven't seen the video, it's up on the Swans website, go and check it out. But the best way I can describe it is like a baby giraffe on ice skates. He's taken it probably 10 metres out on a tight angle, but as he's gone to pick it up, he stumbled, and it's that he's trying and trying to get the momentum to ride himself up. He realises about three or four steps in that he's not going to be able to stand back up, but he's still carrying that forward momentum. So instead of attempting to look after himself and actually stand up, he just goes, look, I'm going to fall over here, but I'm still going to try and get boot to ball and slot this through for a goal. And that's exactly what he did. His chin was an inch off the ground when he got boot to ball.
He could have kicked it with his chin. Like, he could have, but it wouldn't have been a goal. But he managed to get a boot to it, a toe tapper, as I described it. Yep. But after the game, I caught up with Parks. Yeah, he couldn't even describe it himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just gave it a crack and sort of throw it on the boot and hope for the best. So, it was all right. It came through, so it was all good.
Yeah, you were falling with style there. You were kind of stumbling and then it just so happened to slip through. Were you a bit nervous when they went up to to check it with the third umpire?
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous because I didn't actually get to see the ball go through. So, I had a look at it and hopefully they made the right call. So it was good enough for me.
Plenty of heat in the game. Lots of spot fires, plenty of heat. Saw a few little incidents between Heath Shaw, not with his brother Reece, but you know Heath Shaw was getting stuck into. He and Benny McGlynn had a bit of a running battle all day. Great to see Ben McGlynn back out there for the Swans
and get among the best as well. So that's great.
He had a fantastic game, but the one particular incident I wanted to speak about was Mumford v Kieran Jack. Now, former Swan Big Shane Mumford. Versus Kieran Jack. Kieran Jack, he's as hard as nails. He's as tough as teak. You can use all those, you know, descriptions to talk about the captain. But let's be honest, he's 177 centimetres tall. He weighs in at 78 kilos. Big Mummy comes in a centimetre under 200, and he weighs 108 kilos. Kieran was giving away 22 centimetres and 30 kilos against the Big Mummy. Mummy's been placed on report for rough conduct, but I think
He's been cleared. He got cleared yesterday, I'm pretty sure.
Which is good to see, because I saw the incident and Kieran had a smile on his face afterwards. I think it might have just been a couple of teammates getting reacquainted with one another.
Just a nice little chat. Nice little healthy discussion in the middle of the ground. That's all that was.
Yeah, can you call it a healthy discussion when a bloke who weighs 108 kilos is sitting on top of you?
Maybe not. But, you know, up close and personal with a former teammate.
Now, Luke, we started this last week. There was a bit of conjecture. I got a bit carried away.
You did.
I got a bit excited.
A bit carried away.
I wanted to give...
Over the top.
I got a bit tippet crazy. All right, but I'm going to be much more controlled this week. I've had time to think about it. It is time for Horses Hero. This is the award that we're going to give out at the end of the season. We've got 5 votes to give out. Luke, who do you think needs to be considered for some of these votes?
Look, I think best on ground, Dan Hanbury, obviously. You can't look past Buddy's 5 goals either. Each of those goals were pretty special, I think. You can throw Isaac Heaney in there. You can throw Luke Parker in there just for his goal. But I would like to throw in a name.
Right.
Jake Lloyd? Yes.
I'll be honest, he's not on my list. So talk me through your reasons.
24 disposals. He was leading the way with Dan Hanbury in the first quarter, just getting a pile of the footy. He went at 91% efficiency. 91% efficiency. The only person in that Swans lineup who went better was Isaac. With his 10 disposals, he went at 100% efficiency. He used his disposals to full effect.
Wow.
But the fact that Jakey got 24 disposals playing on that wing and through that midfield to kick and handball at 91% is a fantastic effort from a third-year player who's starting to really entrench himself. I just think that he uses the ball so well. He's a great decision-maker. And so I think he deserves a vote.
Well, you've sold me. You've sold me. I'm happy to give Jake Lloyd one vote. A couple of names I want to throw out there for a vote. Gary Rowan. I thought Gary Rowan's defensive pressure all over the ground was fantastic. I want to give Gary Rowan a vote. I think Gary deserves a vote after his effort on the weekend. So what have we got? We got one to Jake and one to Gary.
One to Gary.
So we got 3 votes left. 3 left. I think you mentioned Dan Hanbury's performance. It was a Brett Kirk winning medal performance. We've got to give him 2.
You can't just give him 1.
Yeah.
Because I think he went a step above everyone else at the point at, you know, last week. So two votes.
We'll give 2 to Dan, which means we've got 1 vote left. Now here's the thing. We've got Isaac Heaney, third game of his career, kicking 4, as you mentioned, 100% efficiency, earning a Rising Star nomination, and we've got Buddy with his 5 goals, 5. Where do you want it to go?
Isaac.
He's going to give it to Heaney?
You have to. You have to. Buddy kicks 5 more often than not, so he's going to feature.
Jeez, I mean...
He's going to feature again.
I hope Buddy listens to this, but I also hope he doesn't, for your sake. Buddy, Tippo, if you're listening... Keep an eye out for Luke in the corridors. He's robbed you of votes both weeks. Well, there we go. So, Luke, what are our final votes for the Horses Hero this week?
Jakey Lloyd with 1 vote, Gary Rowan with 1 vote, Isaac Heaney with 1 vote, and Dan Hanbury with 2 votes.
Now, you mentioned a couple of those back 6 players there. You mentioned Ted Richards. You mentioned Sam Reed. Another member of that back 6 who, unfortunately, was a late withdrawal from the matchup against
Just
the Giants.
Just a bit of tightness. He needed to get set and ready for the plane flight over, and hopefully he does catch the flight over. It's Nick Smith, the new Nick Smith.
Yeah, no, we don't know if he's been picked yet.
We're not fortune tellers.
At the time of recording, we don't know if he's been recalled to the senior side. He was a late withdrawal, but the information we've been getting from the corridors of the Swans was that it was more a precautionary withdrawal from the game against the Giants, and he should be fine for next week. So he should be fine for the game against the Dockers. So let's hope he does get picked. And we caught up with him. We caught up with him earlier today.
I'm here with Nick Smith, or the new Nick Smith, as Teddy Richards said last week. Nick, thanks for joining Swans Cast, mate. You're a late withdrawal last week to the game. What's happened? Are you just a precaution?
Yeah, just a bit of a precaution, I guess. I hurt the groin a little bit during the week at training, so it was probably a 50-50 whether I'd play on Friday and still felt a bit, so it was a fair risk going in, so we thought we'd just leave it.
And how had training this week? How have you got through all right?
Yeah, got through fine today. We just trained indoors today because of the weather. But yeah, making the trip over to Perth.
All Australian selection, mate. Last year, how did that all go? And I mean, did you expect it?
Not probably something I did expect. It was really good recognition for I guess a lot of hard work in saying that. The way things ended last year, it probably wasn't as significant. I guess we would have been nice to top it off winning that last game.
And I mean, you've entrenched yourself in that back six. You're a very close knit group, it seems. Is that the case outside the club?
Yeah, definitely. Tight on the field, and we do hang around together a lot off the field as well. Yeah, known to have a few beers together, a few coffees together. So yeah, it's definitely a good feeling amongst us.
And does that help? Does that help things, like make you a better group?
I think it's good to have good relationships with the guys you play with, especially if things aren't going well out on the field. You know, we're able to hit each other up and get around each other as well. So because we do have those strong relationships, I think we can have those pretty honest chats amongst each other on the ground and even off the ground.
Now, as part of a defender's job, you have usually a shutdown role and an opponent each week. You've played on some of the best small forwards in the comp. Mark Lacar, Eddie Betts, Luke Bruce, those sorts of players. Does your preparation change week in, week out? How much research do you do on your opponent?
Yeah, I'll look at all the opponents I've got to play on in the upcoming week. In terms of preparation, it never really changes in terms of how I do my research and how seriously I go into the game, I guess. I think that's, if you want to be consistent and that kind of thing, your preparation's got to be pretty spot on every week.
Yeah. Is there who have you considered your most, you know, toughest opponent you've ever played on?
It's tough to say, really. Played on a lot of good players, and they're all good for different reasons. We've got Walters and Valentine's not playing this way, but they're a really good combination. Rioli and Bruce as well, and then you got guys like Steve Johnson and Stephen Milne and all that, and all those guys as well. So yeah, it's hard to choose who's the best out of all of them.
Last week, I'm not too sure if you've listened to the Swanscast, but Ted Richards said that you've opened up a little bit more now, so that you're an All-Australian defender. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, I would usually listen to the podcast, but I saw it was Teddy, so take it with a grain of salt and wasn't that interested in it. I don't find him too exciting. But in terms of what he said, I couldn't disagree more. He knows I hate that stuff, and definitely just trying to get a reaction out of me, which I guess he's done.
He's succeeded. You know, we watch you on field. What do you get up to away from the footy club?
I'm currently doing a uni degree, which I reckon is pretty important to do something outside footy. I love getting down the beach and that kind of thing, and spend a fair bit of time down at the local coffee shop, Gusto, with Heath Grundy and Jeremy Laidler.
What do you chat about? Do you just chat about the game going by, or do you like to kind of stay away from that sort of stuff, considering you do probably chat about it more often than not?
Yeah, I guess naturally we do speak about footy a bit. Heath Grundy's pretty notorious for pumping his own tyres up and that kind of thing. But yeah, Lades has actually got a new little sausage dog. I'm not sure. It's got its own Instagram, actually, which we don't mind ripping into Lades about. I think it's called Kevin the Sausage. It's pretty embarrassing stuff, but anyway.
And what about Lades' fascination with the selfie stick?
Yeah, that as well. Loves his social media. Loves his selfie stick. Loves putting his photos of Kevin the Sausage up. As I said, it's pretty embarrassing stuff.
And would Nick Smith ever roll around with a selfie stick?
There's no chance.
Very good, mate. And lastly, on the end of our player interviews, we'd like to test out how well you know your teammates. So we've plucked out a player, and we're going to ask you a series of questions. Now, it's a who am I question. So each question goes by, gets closer and closer, gives more clues. But Teddy last week guessed Harry Cunningham in two questions.
Yeah.
Just on the back of a date of birth and where he was from. So,
he's the only bloke from Wagga.
So that probably worked. That was probably in his favour. So yeah, he got it in too. For this week's Who Am I, I was born on the 7th of December 1987.
Okay, so that makes him 27.
I'm not good with my maths, mate.
Yeah, neither. A year older than me, anyway. I don't know who's a year older than me. Kieran Jack.
No.
Okay.
You get a few guesses. Next question.
Yep.
I was drafted with the 63rd selection in the 2010 AFL draft.
2010?
Yep.
So he's a mature age player, and he's a year older than me. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not sure, next one. I made my Swans debut in round 2, 2014, against Collingwood.
So that's last year?
Round 2 last year.
It's not round. Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing yet. Before being drafted, I was doing an apprenticeship as a carpenter.
Yep, I've still got nothing.
All right, we're up to the fifth question. I think this might be a giveaway. When asked which actor would play me in a movie about my life, my response was Jared Butler.
Is it Benny McGlynn?
No.
Jared Butler. A lookalike. Nah.
Talk about social media. It's not Jeremy Laidler. I have over 10,000 followers on Instagram.
It's got to be Tommy Derricks.
It is Tommy Derricks. Well done. Well done. It was took you 6 questions, but geez, they were toughies. They were toughies. It's, what's Tom like around the club?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good man. I'm sure everyone's seen by his videos. He's got a very dry sense of humour. Very funny guy. Good man to have around the club.
It's your turn. Since Teddy dobbed you in last week, it's your turn to nominate someone, put someone under the microscope for next week's Swans cast. Who will it be?
I think Harry Cunningham's a pretty interesting fella. Get him in.
All right, no worries. Harry, we're coming for you. Thanks, Nick, for joining us on the second edition of Swans cast. Appreciate your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
So there we go. That was the new Nick Smith.
The new Nick Smith.
The new Nick Smith.
He talks a lot more than you guess.
He's an All-Australian.
He is.
He's an All-Australian. When you become an All-Australian, your word allowance
goes up. You open up a little bit more. And,
you know, hey, scary to think how much you and I would be yabbering on if we were all Australians, mate. It's a good thing we're not. But I'll tell you what, as you mentioned,
I've still got hope. I'm still crossing my fingers.
He's a great talker, and let's hope that, let's hope he doesn't have any aspirations for the media. Otherwise, you know, the Swans cast could become the Nick Smith cast, and you and I might be out of a gig. Luke, how did the reserves go on the weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't all good news on Saturday with the reserves going down to the UWS Giants 17-19-121 to the Swans 9-4-58. We only had 3 goals to 3-quarter time. The Giants really stepped it up. 6 goals to 3 in the last, which kind of finished on a good note. Goodsy, a massive inclusion, much talked about inclusion during the week. He kicked 3 goals. I caught up with co-coach Marty Matner after the game.
Obviously, great fight back in that last quarter.
I think we sort of, last half, the boys probably actually gave the effort. I think that sort of showed, I guess, in that last half, the effort that it's needed to actually compete. Not to win, but just to compete, and that was probably a pleasing thing. But other than that, there wasn't really much else to take away from today, I guess.
Tough conditions, a bit of wind around, made scoring difficult and hitting targets difficult.
Can't complain or can't blame the wind or the conditions, and that was, we thought it was a pretty good day, no rain. So in terms of that, we were pretty disappointed with the start. Probably, yeah, needed that effort in the last half. I guess if we brought that in the first half, it might have been a different game. But the Giants came to play. We didn't in the first half, and sort of got shown off, I guess, with the halftime score. I think about 4 points down at halftime.
Anyone that stood out to you today?
Well, it's good to see Goodsy running around. He kicked a couple of goals. Hasn't lost it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Still got it. So
what did he add in terms of, like, gain? Obviously, he just wanted to get some minutes into him. But, what did he add apart from the sideshow? Did he, a bit of experience?
Yeah, a bit of experience. I just think that bit of that polish, I think he kicked a couple, 3 goals or whatever.
Pretty impressive goals,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a couple of really good crumbing goals. And gave us some actual, some midfield drive as well and got the ball going forward. But I think it was sort of the tale of two halves. In the first half, you couldn't say anyone played well, but in the second half, we probably had a couple of guys who played all right. But next week, another tough team, the Gold Coast. So, another AFL-listed team. So, yeah, it's another challenge for the boys, and away game as well.
Yes, as Marty said, this weekend, the boys travel up to Mackay to take on Gold Coast. Mackay.
Just a little nice little road trip up to Mackay.
Not your usual football destination, but good old sunny Mackay.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be as we look out the window and see rain coming in sideways, trees blowing over, Mackay sounds quite pleasant, actually.
It does. I'm sure a few of the boys will be keen to get up there. And the senior boys, I'm sure that they'll be keen to get over to Perth as soon as possible. And looking ahead, the weather, averaging about 27, 28 degrees, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I reckon both the seniors and the reserves pretty happy to be going on a road trip this weekend, given the weather here in Sydney. The Swans currently sit second on the AFL ladder. They are one of only three remaining undefeated sides, along with Adelaide Crows and their opponents for round four, the Fremantle Dockers. The Swannies will take on Fremantle on Anzac Day at Domain Stadium over in Western Australia. Fantastic that the Swans will get the opportunity to run out there on Anzac Day. Big game, two undefeated sides. And a lot of people spoke about the fact they thought the Fremantle Dockers premiership window might have closed. But they've really shown up the doubters so far this season.
I think they've proved them wrong with a real exciting brand of footy, I think. Pavlich has stepped up. Walters in that. He's just a live wire down there. Mm. And love how Nat Fyfe goes about things. He's just a champion.
He's a jet.
He's an absolute jet. And there's plenty in that Fremantle side that gets footy fans excited. But so do the Swans. And so it should be a really interesting game. And us on the road will be another interesting. It'll be good. Again, interesting to see how we do handle the trip over there.
A couple of matchups I want to talk about. This isn't so much a matchup as it is a positional battle. The midfields. You mentioned Fyfe, you got Mundy, you got Big Sandy in the ruck, Barlow as well, Lachie Neal. His performance last week, I think he finished with 35 touches and a bunch of goals, and his coach Ross Lyon described him as an inside machine, or an inside monster, I think is the words he chose.
Not a bad word, or, reporters from the coach.
Yeah, no, glowing endorsement from the coach, but there are, that is a very strong midfield setup that the Dockers have, and then you look at the Swans, and the Swans have their own inside machine in Josh Kennedy. It will be exciting to see Josh going head to head with Lachie Neal. I think you might have him for size and muscle, but Lachie Neal obviously an improving player, and then the guys like Dan Hannabury and Luke Parker taking on guys like Nat Fyfe and David Mundy. It's a really exciting midfield matchup.
Bird to Fyfe.
You see Bird going to Fyfe? You think that's where he'll be best served?
Yeah, not sure. Not sure who will go to Fyfe in that case, or whether John will send someone to Fyfe. You kind of have to, don't you?
I think you do. I mean, he is that exciting and that dynamic and influential for the Dockers that... And look, we're not telling the Swans coaching staff how to do their job. Horse, if you're listening, we are in no... I know you wouldn't be listening to this for coaching advice. I reckon you've got that down pat. You've got that sorted. You don't need Luke and I to help you out on that front. But you would think that they would have to send someone to Fyfe. And Bird's... Craig's been doing such a tremendous job already this season. You'd think he would get first crack at it. Get down to your Dawn services first thing, Anzac Day. If you go straight to the pub from there, all well and good. If you need to go home for a nap, fair enough. But make sure you are in front of a TV. You've got your headphones in, listening to the radio. 8:40, you'll be able to hear it. The Swans taking on the Dockers over in the West. If you are going to listen on radio, just going to give a little plug to Triple M, my other employers. Luke,
do I have to deal with you during the week for this Swans cast, but I have to listen to you on the radio, boundary riding for the Triple M team.
Mate, Triple M, it is the Sydney team. Former Swans greats in there, Brad Seymour, Jude Bolton. They're a great bunch of guys in Triple M football. That's all I'm going to say. But look, if as I said last week, we got a bit of traction on Twitter this week. If you do want to send us any questions, make sure you hashtag SwansCast. See you next week with another win under our belt.